Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Goins from the Reimagine Schools podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 176 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you still from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. At this time, we are still in the middle of a whole bunch of school closures all over the United States and all over the world, as we're dealing with this pandemic. And I think slowly but surely, we're starting to wrap our brains around this whole idea of remote learning little by little. And I know that a big focus for a lot of folks is, of course, trying to keep learning going while all of this is going on, which is an important idea. But there's also a side of this that I think we can't ignore, and that is the idea of maintaining relationships with our students, but also helping them to feel well and to be well. There's so much uncertainty going on right now. You know, we still don't know how this thing is going to pan out. We don't know when it's going to peak. We don't know when we'll get back to life as usual. And then there's also the idea that all of our routines are completely thrown off. You know, for kids, school is routine. And we go to our classes and we see our friends and we see our teachers. And now so much of that is completely thrown off. And so giving them an opportunity to be well, to be at their most well selves, I think is pretty important. And I've found an app. I'm going to be digging into this myself. I'm just telling you about it before I totally check it out. But I think this is a really cool idea. It's this app called Happy Feed, which is available on Apple devices as well as Android devices. And it's a daily gratitude journal. It says, Happy Feed is an online gratitude journal that makes it unbelievably simple and fun to cultivate little moments of joy each day. They haven't contacted me. This isn't a sponsored thing for them or anything like that. I just found it. And I think that the idea behind it is really great, especially since it's a free app. I think there's a paid version of it, but it's a free app. And it gives you all of these little prompts to reflect on your own happiness throughout the day. And then what's neat about it is it does have custom daily reminders. It says we write a unique message almost every day of the year to help you reflect, learn something new, or laugh just a little bit. It gives you some prompts so that you can write about what you're thankful for in the moment. You can capture pictures. You can add little emojis with it. And then what's cool is that after you use the app for 2 weeks, you're able to shake your phone to view a random day from what they call the happiness jar. It's like pulling up something that you were grateful for over the last 2+ weeks. And then at the end of each month, it'll show you a calendar with all of the emojis that you've added into it. So this is going to start to build that healthy habit of looking into your gratitude and thinking about and reflecting on what you're grateful for. I like this on a couple of different levels. One is if you have students, now it says in the App Store that this is rated for ages 4+. So as far as terms of use for the app go, this isn't one that's going to disqualify very many students. So if you're in a situation where you might suggest an app to students that they get on any mobile device that they might have, if they have them, that could be one way to use it. Or if you don't want to have them do that on a mobile app like that, what you could always do is get it yourself and then use some of the prompts to encourage students to reflect on their own gratitude and their own happiness. And, you know, just like I was saying, that habit of looking at what you're grateful for, of looking what you're thankful for, really starts to change things. And by golly, in a time where so much is in flux and there's so much uncertainty and there's so much anxiety about it, maybe a little bit of gratitude every single day could help. So you can find that app at happyfeed.co. It's for iOS devices like Apple devices as well as Android devices. Again, just something that I ran across that I thought I'd share that you might find useful to reflect on your gratitude and what you're happy about. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.